I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When the game goes live, the conversation turns up. BetMGM Tonight continues now.
All right, welcome on back. BetMGM Tonight, Westwood One Sports. I'm Pat Boyle. She's Kate Constable filling in for Brad Evans. Phone number to join the show, 310-840-4910. We're going to chat with Michael C. Wright coming up here at the top of the hour. Covers the San Antonio Spurs, and he's an NBA writer as well at ESPN, and so we're going to ask him about the Spurs, all about the NBA Finals coming up at the top of the hour, and then at 10 p.m. Eastern, we're going to talk to the former Knick, Chris Childs, at 10 p.m. Eastern, so cannot wait for that. Two great interviews coming up here in the next hour and 15 minutes. Phone number to get involved in the show is 310-840-4910. Kate, we're also just under 15 minutes away from Team USA. World Cup opener for the Stars and Stripes are Captain America, Christian Pulisic, and Team USA playing Paraguay in their first game in the World Cup. What's the confidence level for you right now, USA, Paraguay? I heard Taylor Twellman, by the way. Sometimes I like Taylor Twellman. Sometimes I can't stand Taylor Twellman. I don't know if you know him personally or not, because I feel like sometimes he thinks the USA, Team USA, is way better than we actually are, and sets these unrealistic expectations. But I will agree with him that he did say tonight is a must-win game against Paraguay to open. USA, we are favorites to win this game. Now, of course, you always factor in the tie that could happen in soccer, but USA, even money, plus 100, and that's a decent-sized favorite to win a soccer game. So it's basically, the odds makers at BetMGM are telling you that there's a 50-50 chance that USA either wins or there's a tie or Paraguay wins. But we're ranked 17th in the world coming into this tournament. Paraguay is 41. USA lineup is out. Pulisic is on the left wing. Weston McKennie is attacking midfield. Serginho Dest on the right wing. And Folarin Balogun from Monaco, who has become USA's striker. He plays for Monaco. Obviously, he's from the United States. Is up top. But all the names that you guys need to know, Tyler Adams is in the midfield. Anthony Robinson, who plays in the Premier League, is in the back. Tim Ream, who used to play in the Premier League, is on the back line for defense as well. This would be an incredibly disappointing night if Team USA does not get all 3 points and a win here, especially playing at home, hosting the tournament.
Pat, my husband is at the game right now. He is in LA at the game. He FaceTimed me this morning at 12:51 my time, which is 10:51 LA time. He had 3 beers in front of him, one in a red, white, and blue cup. So I can tell you the vibes are high out in LA for everyone who's there. I am not a huge soccer person, so I asked him just the basics of this. Should the U.S. win this game? Should the U.S. will it be a massive disappointment if they don't get out of the group? What's the furthest that you realistically think they can go? So for anyone who's listening that maybe is just kind of tuning into soccer right now for the World Cup, I mean, that's kind of where I am at here. I'll give you those couple answers, and then Pat, you're the expert, you're the soccer guy here. So yes, the U.S. should win tonight. It would be a massive disappointment if they don't get out of the group, and I think anything less than a quarterfinals is probably a disappointment. I also did just learn that the U.S., there is some point differential or some point differential.
Goal differential.
Goal differential, thank you. That plays into the group stage. The U.S. has a great offense, so that is a positive obviously something that they have going for them that some of these other teams maybe aren't as explosive. Tell me if I'm wrong there, Pat, because that's all information that I just acquired this morning, being someone who's just tuning into soccer to watch the World Cup.
Yes, no, the attacking of Team USA is the strength. You talk about, you know, again, Folarin Balogun, a guy that played for Monaco in the top league in France this year and scored 13 goals, had 21 goals in a season a couple of years ago for Reims, however you'd say that one. I don't know the French accent sometimes. The French cities, they befuddle me, even the ones that seem very easy. Sometimes there's an S. You don't say the S. You do say the S. But anyway, he is an experienced goal scorer. We know Pulisic, Christian Pulisic. Some people call him Pulisic. I always hear the broadcast team call him Pulisic. I would assume that's how you say his name. 8 goals and 4 assists this year in AC Milan. 11 goals and 9 assists last year. Like, he's going to score. He's going to assist. Weston McKennie, a guy that plays for Juventus in the top league in Italy. Like, we're talking about some of the top leagues and the top teams in the world. Those are where the attacking players for Team USA are playing. Sergiño Dest, another one that not necessarily a goal scorer, but a tremendous weapon on the outside. He's got great speed. Used to play for Barcelona, then played for AC Milan. He's been playing for PSV in the Netherlands for the last couple of years. That is the strength of Team USA. The defense is absolutely the weakness, including what the goaltending, what the goalkeeping is going to look like. Matt Turner was the goalie for Team USA for the last couple of years. Now they're going with Matt Freese, who plays for NYC FC, 27-year-old. Not a whole lot of appearances for Team USA here. He played in the Gold Cup, and, you know, but other than that, this is his first World Cup here. So the defense is what gives me issue, but the reason I have confidence tonight, Kate, Paraguay is not a great offense. Now, could this be a cagey 1-1 game, or if Paraguay scores off a set piece in the first 30 minutes, like all of a sudden it's like, now we're in some trouble? I could see that happening. Paraguay, is on paper, is not as strong as they are. They beat Argentina in World Cup qualifying back in 2024. They've got wins over Chile. Like, they've played some of the best teams in the world really, really tough. They only lost to Brazil 1-0 in World Cup qualifying. This is not going to be an easy test, but it should be one, Kate, if we're going to get optimistic about Team USA and their chances of maybe getting to the quarterfinals, which I think is their ceiling. It's got to start with a win tonight.
Quarterfinals, the ceiling. Wow, okay. That's good.
I think that's
know.
The ceiling. I mean, furthest Team USA could go, I think, is the quarterfinals.
Okay. I bet on the U.S. tonight. So, I mean, I got the U.S. sweater on right now. Got this in the mail, right? We got to rep the country. So, I'm hoping they get the win, obviously. You make good points as to why we should be a little cautiously optimistic, but my money's on the U.S. Let's go.
There we go. That's all I needed to hear you say. Let's go. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll keep you posted on that game as it happens, by the way. Live reaction, in-game analysis. I did play soccer in high school. I was an All-State goalkeeper. No, not to brag. But when we come back, we'll talk to Michael C. Wright, NBA writer for ESPN. We'll talk some NBA Finals when we return. This is BetMGM Tonight on Westwood One Sports.
This is Westwood One Sports.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we want you to know that if you need a positive sign toward achieving your goal of home ownership, this is it. Because even though today's housing market can seem discouraging, our Home Buyer's Choice Loan offers members down payment options as low as 0% with no required private mortgage insurance. Look for your sign today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, equal housing lender. Terms and conditions apply. Loan subject to approval and eligibility requirements. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/zerodown.
At Liberty Mutual, we love helping people with things like customizing car insurance, just like how we customize a song for you. Catered country tune. Liberty Mutual, saving you bucks by protecting your truck. Cause 30 told me to only pay for what I need. Thank you, Limu. Always trust in Limu. With Liberty, Liberty, Liberty.
Hey, this is Don Wachulis. Join me and the professor Dan Underberg as we cover college sports in the state of Wisconsin from Division I to Division III. It's College Sports Weekly, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan, as always, free on the Odyssey app.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.